I wandered lonely as a cloud.
Cloud.
Alone that floats on high.
Cloud.
That floats on
high.
Hearing with Hegley!
Thank you very much. This is a love poem of sorts. This is called I Need You. I need you like a bully needs to boast. I need you like an ocean needs coast. I need you like a doggy needs a lamppost. I need you like a copper needs a crook. I need you like a cranny needs a nook. I need you like a lookalike needs somebody to look like. I need you like a zoo needs a giraffe. I need you like a psycho needs a path. I need you like King Arthur needed a table that was more than just a table for one. I need you like a novel needs a plot. I need you like a hovel needs a certain level of grottiness to qualify. I need you like a calendar needs a week. I need you like a colander needs a leak. I need you like humans need to seek out what life on Mars is. I need you like hospitals need vases. I need you like a kiwi needs a fruit. I need you like a wee-wee needs a root out of the body. I need you like noddy needed little ears, just for the contrast. I need you like bone needs marrow. I need you like straight needs narrow. I need you like the broadest bee needs something else on the plate before it can participate in what you might describe as a decent meal. I need you like a cappuccino needs froth. I need you like a candle needs a moth if it's going to burn its wings off. Thank you. This is the thing about Jimmy Hill. And Jimmy Hill got a bit of a bad time in the World Cup, didn't he, Andrew?
Yeah.
He got really oppressed, genuinely. Got oppressed by people, and they were sort of saying he interrupted and turning away from him and really giving him a bad time. And we don't think, I think it's a general group thing here, that we think Jim is worth more than that. There's a man upon our planet who can lift me when I'm ill, who gives me things to dance about. His name is Jimmy Hill, Jimmy Hill.
Jimmy Hill.
The more I hear him speaking, the more my spirits rise. So give me what I'm seeking, the unspeakable bow ties of Jimmy Hill.
Jimmy Hill.
Okay, his opinions, you may think they're naive. Okay, on occasions he may make you wanna heave. But who the heck are you, my friend, and what do you believe? I believe in Jimmy Hill.
Jimmy Hill.
It used to be his distinctive beard, then he shaved, but he can't win. People crave a doll to pin, they have to have a whipping boy, a ship ahoy to rob of joy. But Jim won't let the grim destroy his barber, he will never let them in. He can take it, he can take it on the chin.
Jimmy Hill. Jimmy Hill.
They sent him up to Coventry, they say he interrupts. But sometimes you can't compromise what otherwise corrupts. I can never, ever, ever get my fill. His spell, I'm under it. I can't get over, I cannot ever get over Jimmy Hill.
Jimmy Hill.
The first time as a child I saw him, something in me cheered. To you it may sound wonderful, to you it may sound weird, but I wish I had a matchbox that was full of Jimmy's beard. Jimmy Hill.
Jimmy Hill.
Jimmy Hill.
Jimmy Hill.
This poem is called Rowena. I was keener on Rowena than I'd ever been on anyone before, and one night she came round, she said she wanted some excitement, and then she pulled me to the ground. I took off my glasses, turned the telly down, and started getting down to business. After I'd done the business, I felt fantastic, like I'd melted in a flame, but Rowena never felt the same. She said she had more excitement when her last gas bill came. Then she kicked my glasses across the room, damaged one of the little windows, and twisted the frame up. Oh, Rowena. Oh, whoa, whoa, Rowena. She said I was dead below the belt and above the belt. And as I felt around for my glasses, you don't know how I felt. She said I had done the business like I was the only one there. She said I was totally unaware of what she wanted and that all I wanted was someone who just wanted to lie there. And I said, look what you've done to my glasses. They are in need of repair. But did Rowena care about my distress? The answer is not yes. She said, those glasses suit you now, John. They are a mess. She said, you get up my nose and it's time I had a pick. She said she'd had more fun in bed with a dead matchstick. I said, when were you in bed with a dead matchstick, Rowena? Jealous is a terrible thing. And she said, hold your breath forever. That should do the trick. You're even thicker than your glasses. Less of that, Rowena! Less of that, Rowena! I commanded. I've had just about enough of your nonsense. Don't you ever talk about my glasses like that again. All right. I said. But she'd already gone. I never saw her go, though. I never had my glasses on. Thank you. Thanks very much indeed. And this is called God Helps Those Who Help Each Other, which is something that occurred at Highbury and Islington Station. I was just out of the house when I noticed on my shirt what looked like dirt. Actually, it was some rubber glue misplaced during some greeting card joinery. Not of a mind to retrace to my place of residence to change my gear, I attack the cack with my thumbnail, but to no avail. After purchasing my ticket at the station, beyond the barrier I encounter a plastic pail-carrying bucketeer paging, help the aged. I treat the aged to a £1 coin and am cheerfully offered a round yellow sticker as reward. Of a sudden, I have inspiration. I take it and stick it over my slight but visible muckiness. It would seem that I am cleansed. Thank the Lord. This is a song about a current preoccupation of mine. This is called The Hair of the Dog.
When I'm at home, I wrap some sellotape around my hand, and I go around the carpet picking up the hair of the dog. I did it for the whole of last Christmas, or as near as, damn it, it was the happiest Christmas I've had in all my days. They don't call me Sticky Back Jack for nothing. for something. I pick it up and then I stick it in a bin line bag. I don't mean to brag, but I've got quite a collection. Picking it up, sticky side down. Get some little bits of extraneous stuff, like little bits of fluff and cheese and that. Yeah, but that don't worry me, no, no, no. 'Cause when she's shedding her winter coat in the early spring, I like to get on down and do my hair everything, and then I wrap it round my head like I'm the king of the carpet, yeah.
Listening to me, John Hegley, not me, Susan Norton, Brian Wren, Hank Earl, Simon Lockwood, and Andrew Bailey. This programme was produced by Phil Clark for the BBC. Good night.